Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. Our service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator. Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Deborah Vaughan. I am hoping that you weren't trying to join us at 7 because we had a false start, technical difficulty. So here we are. Welcome to our service of worship on this second Sunday of Lent. We know that so many people are going through such challenges right now. Maybe you've tuned in tonight because you're going through a difficult time. As we gather tonight, be aware that you are part of a great circle. You are part of an audience of prayers and believers around the world. And as we pray for one another, you will receive the blessings of prayer in that wonderful circle of prayer, of faith. And tonight, know that you are not walking alone. We're all walking by faith and trusting that God is working for good in our lives and in our world. So let's begin by turning our thoughts to the holy presence of our loving God and be open to that still small voice that speaks to our hearts this night. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let us take a moment and reflect on those things we've said and done that we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life that we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and make us one with your loving presence. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the second Sunday of Lent. Almighty God, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us faith to perceive his glory, that being strengthened by his grace, we may be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, beginning at the 17th verse. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me, and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. Our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of His glory, by the power that also enables Him to make all things subject to Himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. Here ends the reading. The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For He will hide me in the shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of His tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek His face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide Your face from me. Do not turn Your servant away in anger. You who have been my help, do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me Your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. The Holy Gospel is written in the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 28th verse. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with Him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while He was praying, the appearance of His face changed, and His clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to Him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of His departure, which He was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw His glory and the two men who stood with Him. Just as they were leaving Him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for You, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is My Son, My chosen. Listen to Him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things that they had seen. This is the Gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in Your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. As we continue our journey through the season of Lent, it may feel as though this is a spiritually daunting time. We want to be closer to God. We want to spend more time in prayer and meditation. But life has a way of getting in the way. We move through our days often feeling pressured and rushed, leaving very little time for ourselves, let alone prayer. In our gospel today, Jesus takes Peter, John, and James up the mountain to get away from the crowds. He's seeking some alone time and feels the need to pray, to leave the world and its demands for a while. And so they climb to the top of the mountain, and while Jesus is praying, his friends grow sleepy. We can all relate to that. When we finally do stop, we realize just how very tired we are and how drained we can feel. But something mystical happened that day to them on that quiet mountain. They were drowsy, and they awakened to the sound of voices. And they saw Jesus standing there with Moses and the prophet Elijah. Jesus had been praying, and as he prayed, his clothes became dazzling white and his face was changed. And then the three men stood there talking while the disciples rubbed their eyes with amazement. It was clear that Jesus was there with some astounding company. What was revealed to the disciples in that moment was truly awesome. And they also heard a voice affirming Jesus as the Son of God. This is my Son, my chosen, and how beloved he was. What an incredible experience on that mountaintop. Now, St. Luke tells us that Elijah and Moses were discussing with Jesus his departure, which was about to be accomplished in Jerusalem. What else could they be talking about but his coming arrest and death, the things that were about to happen, his passion? Jesus, I think, was praying that day. He went up to the mountain, brought his friends, aware that his time was growing short. And I think that as he prayed, he was asking God for help, the human side of him. You know, there's that struggle. There's that wrestling. As we saw, as he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed that the cup might pass. And perhaps as he went up to the mountain, so heavy-hearted, with all the burdens and pressures upon him, in his prayer with God that day on the mountaintop, he was asking for help. He was asking for guidance and direction. What happens? Does God rebuke him? Does God doubt his worthiness? Does God pull him out of the mission for which he came? No. God affirms him and tells him how very loved he is and how pleased he is with all that he has done. On this mountaintop, as he opens his heart to God in prayer, he is transformed. Jesus is filled with the light of the divine. He is transfigured, transformed. Indeed, God brings to him the wisest of the wise to counsel him. Moses and Elijah come forward to counsel him, to reassure him. In that time, in that moment of doubt, Jesus was given some very powerful and very physically aware people. They were there with him, and his disciples witnessed that. This is important for us to understand, because when we are in the midst of trials, and we get there, we have days where it just seems like there's one bad thing after another, doesn't it? When we're facing hard choices, when we're looking at all the bad news happening in the world, when we realize that the road ahead might likely be challenging for us, we can look to God to bring us all the support that we need. We can expect that God will lift us, direct us, and transform us by unlimited grace and love. Because God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to assure us that we're worthy, that we're loved, that we're blessed, we can expect that we too, like Jesus, will be transformed in our prayer, in our faith. By the challenges that come, we will know that we are not alone, we will know that God's hand is there to help us and to guide us. No, we needn't climb up a mountain to experience the love that God offers us. All we need to do is seek the face of God, as the psalmist tells us in that psalm we just heard. Seek God's face. Take yourself out of the busyness of the day and take time to open yourself to God's love and counseling spirit. As the psalmist says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. When we wait, when we attend, when we set time aside to let God come to us, when we bring ourselves into the presence of God, then we cannot help but be changed. As we offer our prayers and our worries to God, leaving them at the foot of the cross, trusting that even in the midst of challenge, things do have a way of working out for the best. Things will work out for good. That God knows our needs and responds for our highest and best. Then our understanding can shift and our insights come to us. Our prayers are answered. So tonight, let the light of God wash over you. Know that you are loved, that you are a child of the Most High. Jesus, who walked this earth and knows the ups and downs that come our way, knows your heart. Be strong. Take courage. Wait for the Lord. Amen. And now let us join our hearts together in a time of intercessory prayer. Let us pray. Creator God, you call us to love and serve you with body, mind, and spirit. Through your loving creation and our sisters and brothers, open our hearts in compassion and receive these our petitions on behalf of the needs of the church and the world. And tonight we pray for the world, for all the troubled places on this planet, anywhere that there is injustice, violence, war, terror. Anywhere that there are people who are hurting, people who are afraid. We pray for all those who are experiencing disasters, the people affected by the cyclone, by hurricanes, by all the wild weather. We ask that God send angels to be among them and to help them. We pray for the leaders of nations, that they would be wise in their counsel, that they would act with compassion and kindness, that love would light their way. We pray for those in our lives who need to know God's healing touch, those who are anxious, those who are afraid, those who are in any kind of need or danger. We pray for those who are struggling financially, for those who are struggling in relationship. We remember in the quiet of our hearts those people in our hearts this night. We pray for ourselves, knowing that God is indeed aware of our needs, even before we ask. But we unburden our souls this night. We give over to God the things that are holding us back, the frustrations, the anger, the resentments, the worries, the concerns. The list that we carry with us each and every day, that litany that never quite seems to get resolved, we offer it to God, knowing that God can do more than we can ask or imagine. Holy One, hear our prayers and make us faithful stewards of the fragile bounty of this earth, so that we may be entrusted with the riches of heaven. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Loving God, we give thanks that we are all one. We are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and embraced by your loving presence. Today, as we connect with your constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with your joy. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection and time of worship move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brothers and sisters, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, thank you, folks, for joining us this evening. It is always a pleasure to be able to bring you our worship service online, even with technical difficulties. God makes it work. I want to take the opportunity, as you've been listening, you've probably seen the graphics scrolling by. I want to take the opportunity to tell you about a wonderful new course that our church, the Community Catholic Church of Canada, is offering to residents of Ontario, which is the Lay Pastoral Chaplains Program. In it, you're trained to become a wedding officiant, and you are recognized for the many ways that you minister in your community. Our next training day is on March 19th here in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and you can find out all the information you need by visiting the website, www.stfrancisseminary.com. And also, for those who are officiants who are listening, who may wish to have further training, we are working out ways to help you with that, and we'll be offering courses online to assist with people who are involved in ministry and involved in weddings, and help you to become a wonderful, confident officiant out there. Lots of ways that our little church is building up. We will also be having another deacons course beginning in June. Our priests. Deacons are about to be priested in May, along with our one diaconate student, and we will be beginning again in June. You'll find more information about that at the seminary site. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you again for joining us, and till next time, be blessed.
Thanks for joining us today for this time of worship. We know that you have been blessed through this broadcast, and we have been blessed by your presence with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Community Catholic Church of Canada, please visit our website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. If you feel moved to offer a donation to support these broadcasts, you'll find a donation button on the website, or you can send a check to the address found on the donation page. Join Bishop Deb every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. for a 15-minute boost to your day on Connection Point. Until next time, may God richly bless you.